This is a Suno India production and you're listening to the Suno India show. Srishti Jaiswal was working as a journalist with a mainstream newspaper in Chandigarh when she just expressed an opinion about a movie she watched on Twitter. This was soon after the lockdown in the country. This is Srishti.
So actually, last year in July, I was trolled heavily on Twitter after my comments about a movie were misconstrued as the comments for Lord Krishna. Apart from a heavy trolling, death threats, rape threats, and online abuses, I was kind of facing a lot of legal threats also, that multiple complaints will be filed against me and all that. Apart from that, there was a imminent danger to my life because there were some direct threats and, you know, people were calling me and telling me that, you know, they will murder me and they'll kill me, they'll burn my house. So I felt that it's appropriate to register a police complaint seeking protection.
Srishti lost her job and started working as a freelance journalist. She wanted to understand what she went through better.
I spent around like one entire night or even more than that looking at what is happening online. Why was I trolled? You know, why was I picked up? I was just a normal city reporter with no following at all on Twitter. Why was I targeted like that? And at that time, I saw that there's this one portal, one a Twitter handle, which is again and again retweeting, amplifying that thing. I looked at it, I went through the Twitter advanced search and everything, and I found out that these were the people who actually started this entire trolling exercise, and that was the Hindu IT cell. So I found out that, it's not just which is happening with me. I was not the only person who was trolled. There were multiple other people before me. I was just sincerely very curious about how do they function, how many people do they have there in this group, how do they decide that, you know, this particular thing is Hindu-phobic or not, and why do they do so, and what is the reason behind it, what do they get out of it.
The Hindu IT cell was started by 39-year-old Ramesh Solanki, who is based in Mumbai. Solanki is a former member of the Shiv Sena and a self-proclaimed right-wing activist. He and 10 other men decided to come together and legally confront the social media pages and handles which started abusing, and I quote, gods and goddesses online. They were formed in May, a month before Srishti was trolled and hounded. Hi, I'm Menaka Rao, the host of this episode of the Suno India show. In this episode, we shall speak to Srishti and her colleague, Shri Girish Jalihal. He calls himself Girish. They are both from the Reporters Collective and investigated the workings of the Hindu IT cell. Their story, which has been published in News Laundry today, found out how the IT cell works systematically to troll people who, according to them, insult Hindu gods. You shall find out the link for this story in our show notes. The Hindu IT cell was formed, as I said, less than a year ago. Girish interviewed the people behind the Hindu IT cell. Solanki says that he was already filing such complaints against people who he says insulted Hindus. But it was not an organized operation.
In this pandemic, जब ये कोविड स्टार्ट हुआ तो टीवी पे महाभारत और रामायण शुरू हुई. अब जैसे ये सीरीज शुरू हुए तो बहुत सारे पेजेस आ गए, बहुत सारे हैंडल्स आ गए जो हमारे देवी देवताओं को गाली देते थे. इट वॉज लाइक इट वॉज वो बोले ना सुनामी आ गया. सोशल मीडिया वॉज कम्प्लीटली फ्लडेड विद ऑल दिस स्टफ. ओके एंड लाइक देयर वर पीपल हु वर एक्सपेक्टिंग थिंग्स फ्रॉम मी एंड लाइक विकास. तो हम लोग एक हमारी लिमिटेशन हो जाती है कि कितना करेंगे, एक बंदा कितना कंप्लेन करेगा. मेरे नाम पे ऑलरेडी 50-100 कंप्लेंट्स ऑलरेडी हो चुकी है, मैंने कर चुका हूँ इतनी कंप्लेंट. तो देन लाइक विकास कॉल्ड मी एंड ही सेड के भाई हम लोग कितनी कंप्लेन करेंगे, आप अकेला कितना कर पाओगे. तो दे आर लाइक माइंडेड पीपल, सो लेट्स फॉर्म, वी शुड फॉर्म अ ग्रुप. ओके एंड टेक द इनिशिएटिव. अच्छे लोग हैं जिनको हम लोग सिखाएंगे कंप्लेन कैसे करना है, या कैसे फॉलोअप करना है तो करेंगे. तो दैट वॉज द बिगिनिंग ऑफ हिंदू आईटीसेल. हम लोग की हिंदू आईटीसेल फिर फॉर्म हुआ. वी फॉर्मड अ व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप द मेन कोर टीम. उसमें मेन कोर टीम में हमारे साथ और 7 से 8 लोग थे. जैसे वन इज मुकेश एंड मृत्युंजय शांतनु फिर साहिल ऐसे बहुत सारे 8-9 लोग हम लोग की 11 जन की टीम हो गई. नाउ वी हैव लॉयर वेरी प्रोमिनेंट एंड एफिशिएंट लॉयर लाइक मुकेश. हम लोग के पास रिसर्चर्स है, हम लोग के पास लाइक ड्राफ्टर्स एंड स्टफ लाइक. वो कोर टीम के बाद हम लोग ने शुरू किया हिंदू आईटी सेल एंड नाउ द हिंदू आईटी सेल वी एक्सपांडेड. नाउ हम लोग के पास कम से कम 200-300 मेंबर्स हो गए.
गिरीश आस्क्ड हिम how they find their targets in the sea of social media. Solanki says that their action is focused on people who have a big social media following and have some impact.
Now the thing is like they are random handles jo ek do follower do char followers ya friends jo naya handles banate hai aur jo enmity phailate hai ya communal disharmony phaila we ignore them. What we do is we report them to the different platforms like Twitter hai, Facebook hai, we try to get the accounts blocked. We don't like go after them. But if some prominent handles, leftist handles jo hai, jo janbujh ke karte hai, ki Hindu bhavnaon ko thes pahunchana hai, apman karna hai, ya desh mein communal disharmony phailane hai, that it becomes like, that becomes a target you can say, or that becomes a goal for us to stop that person. सो फिर हम लोग वो एक ट्वीट आता है या जो भी हमको मैसेज आते हैं कि इसने ऐसा किया उसने वैसे किया है तो आफ्टर दैट वी डू प्रॉपरली रिसर्च. फर्स्ट वी डिसाइड इन आर कोर टीम कि हम लोग इस केस को आगे ले सकते हैं बिकॉज लाइक देयर आर सर्टेन बाउंड्री लाइक 3 साल पुराना ट्वीट हो या पोस्ट हो तो उसको लीगली प्रूव करना चैलेंज होता है या समथिंग. सो वी डू अ प्रॉपर रिसर्च इन द कोर टीम. वी डिसाइड कि वी आर गोइंग टू डू इट. वी डू अ प्रॉपर रिसर्च देन फ्रॉम द कोर टीम वी डू ऑल द फाइंडिंग. हम लोग पूरा जमा करते हैं, रिसर्च करते हैं एंड ऑल द थिंग्स आर लाइक टेकन केयर ऑफ. देन आर लॉयर्स जैसे मुकेश भाई दे ड्राफ्ट द कंप्लेंट्स फॉर अस. ओके जो आगे जाके बहुत काम आती है. देन वी पास इट ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट ग्रुप व्हिच इज द सेकंड स्टेज ग्रुप. उनको हम लोग देते हैं एंड देन वी डिस्कस एंड देन वी पास ऑन द ड्राफ्ट एंड दे गो एंड फाइल ऑनलाइन कंप्लेंट्स और फिजिकल कंप्लेंट व्हिच एवर इज इजियर फॉर देम टू डू एंड देन वी डू द फॉलो अप. लाइक मेनी टाइम्स व्हाट हैपेंस द पुलिस वाले बोलते कि जाने दीजिए नहीं होता है ऐसा नहीं होता है तो वी ट्राई टू पुश देम कि हाँ हमको कंप्लेन करनी है, हमको एफआईआर करनी है. वी वांट लीगल एक्शंस अगेंस्ट दिस पर्सन बिकॉज दिस इज लाइक नॉट रैंडम. ये बहुत गलत चीज हो रही है. उसके बाद फिर कंप्लेन एफआईआर भी होती है फिर अरेस्ट होता है. तो वी डू द कंप्लीट फॉलो अप ऑफ द केस. सो लीगली फ्रॉम लाइक फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट ट्वीट और मैसेज और वीडियो क्लिप टू द फाइलिंग ऑफ द कंप्लेन एफआईआर अरेस्ट सब फ्रॉम डे 1 टू डे लास्ट डे वी डू द फॉलो. फिर आगे जो भी गवर्नमेंट उसको जुडिशियली सजा दे या दैट इज नॉट इन आवर हैंड बट वी मेक श्योर दैट दैट पर्सन हैज टू गो टू द हैज टू बी अरेस्टेड और गो टू जेल. एटलीस्ट एफआईआर फाइल होनी चाहिए. उसको भी बेल लेनी पड़ेगी. उसको भी पता चले कि मैं जो कर रहा हूँ ना उसकी सजा तो मिलेगी.
Solanki told Girish that Hindus are a soft target
and we are not here to target anybody. We are here to just fight for our हमारे धर्म के लिए, हमारे देश के लिए, हमारे आर्मी के लिए. वी आर नॉट टारगेटिंग एनीबॉडी. जो हमको टारगेट करते हैं, हमारी भावनाओं को ठेस पहुंचाते हैं, हम उनको जवाब दे रहे हैं, वो भी लीगली. हिंदू भी कितना टॉलरेंट करेगा. सो वी हैव लाइक टेकन द बेस्ट रूट लीगल वे. हमको भारत सरकार पे, जुडिशरी पे और पुलिस पे पूरा भरोसा है, प्रशासन पे, कि वो कार्रवाई करेगी.
सुष्मिता सिन्हा इज अ 26-year-old जर्नलिस्ट बेस्ड इन दिल्ली. शी हैज 2000 odd फॉलोअर्स ऑन हर इंस्टाग्राम अकाउंट where she regularly posts videos, often a feminist sarcastic take on an everyday event. In August, she posted a video called Teej Na Kare, Tez Bane, meaning get smart and do not fast for Teej. Teej is a North Indian festival.
Dosto, North India mein ek tyohar kafi famous hai, jise hum Teej ke naam se jante hain. Is tyohar mein auratein apne pati ki lambi umr ke liye fast rakhti hain, jisme उन्हें पानी पीना तक मना होता है. और अगर मैं ये कहूँ कि ये त्योहार मिसोजिनिस्ट यानी नारी विरोधी है तो शायद आप मुझे गालियां देंगे.
Her predictions became true. In fact, it got a lot worse than she probably expected. Sushmita was trolled horribly with a Twitter hashtag arrest Sushmita Sinha trending at one point. In her 2-minute 20-second video, she reads out extracts from a book called Hartalika Teej Vrat Katha, which says that if a woman doesn't fast on Teej, She will become poor. She'll become an untouchable. She'll become an animal, among many other such things. At one point, she talks about using the book as toilet paper. The trolls, however, shared just a 17-second clip from the video where Sushmita talks about using the booklet as tissue paper. The trim clip turned viral. Srishti spoke to Sushmita about her ordeal. Sushmita narrates to her this one episode where she felt threatened while sitting in a restaurant in Connaught Place, Delhi.
Because she could not go back to her home fearing arrest at that time. Arrest Sushmita Sinha was trending on Twitter. So she went ahead and sat in a restaurant in CP. And in that restaurant, a TV show was playing. And she saw herself in that TV show where the anchor and BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra was discussing that how she was insulting the Hindu gods and, you know, how she was anti-Hindu and, you know, then he said that she should be arrested. And she was sitting in the middle of a restaurant and that was playing on the TV with her photograph and everything. And there was no clarification which was sought from her. And she felt like, you know, oh my God, where should I go? You know, I can't go back to my home. I can't sit in this restaurant because people will identify me. I can't go back to my friend's house because, again, he would be in jeopardy. So overall, she felt like, you know, where am I? You know, kahan main kho gayi hun, kahan hai, kaisa hai? You know, the mental pressure at the time, I could feel it from her voice, that how much stressed she was.
The trolling also involved obscene threats by a YouTuber. This is Srishti again.
In her particular case, in a couple of other particular cases also, there is this one person called Hanuman Manmohan. He is a YouTuber. He is the one who would make the similar trolling videos for everyone in the similar fashion. He's kind of half naked or, you know, speaking in some washroom or something like that. And it's really gross. And I was shocked to see that, you know, it's not like that this is something which is happening just with me. In the similar fashion, it's happening with everyone.
Srishti also speaks about advocate Deepika Rajawat, who briefly appeared for the victims of the Kathua rape case. In that case, an 8-year-old child from the Gujjar Bakarwal community was murdered after being kidnapped and allegedly raped in Kathua district of Jammu and Kashmir. Last October, Rajawat was trolled online after she tweeted a poster about rape prevention awareness that was misrepresented as an insult to the Hindu festival of Navratri. The local police filed a case against her. A few days later, she had a mob outside her house shouting slogans.
Just imagine there were people shouting slogans outside her house. You know, people came out of her house, you know, and then she had to seek help on Twitter because the wave against her was so huge. Like in my case, it translated to an offline trolling. She was with her family sitting in a room, you know, just imagine people are chanting slogans against you outside your house in the middle of night. And then the local police came and then they dispersed the volunteers or whatever of the IT cell, Hindu IT cell. In fact, Hindu IT cell gave them a shout out also on their official Twitter handle saying that, you know, that these people were doing a great job.
While reporting, Girish asked Solanki over a phone call about this kind of threatening online trolling and also mobbing of the targets.
One of the conversations that I had with Ramesh Solanki over phone, and I asked him about trolling, for example, a lot of the targets of the IT cell claim to be victims of trolling. And when I asked him about that, he was very blunt in stating that this is the reaction that you should be expecting. He said, "Har koi Mahatma Gandhi to nahi banega. Kuch log Bhagat Singh ke raaste bhi jayenge." Those were his words.
Srishti and Girish found out that the Hindu IT cell also tries to find out the address of the persons they want to target. They need these details to file a legal complaint. In one case, they even found out the address of a person they wanted arrested even after the police had given up. From the cases the two reporters scanned, it appeared that the police mostly filed a case under two sections of the Indian Penal Code. The first one, Section 153A, talks about promoting enmity between different groups on the grounds of religion, race, place of birth, language, and so on. The second section used is 295A, which talks about deliberate and malicious acts intending to outrage religious feelings.
Why these people use these sections? Because under these sections, there is no arrest warrant which is needed.
Shishri knows this well. While working on this story, she got a call this January that the Gurgaon police filed an FIR against her under Section 295A of the Indian Penal Code. She had to get anticipatory bail to prevent arrest. Shishri says that during her reporting, she observed that often the targets of Hindu IT cell were women.
They, particularly are against the women who are vocal because they are also an easy target. So any woman would respond to rape threats and any woman would be offended or any woman would get threatened if her photographs are leaked. So it's a lot. And especially for women, the societal pressure is so much. So for them also, just to be effective as an IT cell, it's easy to target women. At times, it all comes down to the male ego which is there. At times, they are not able to understand that how could a female be so open about it? How could a female can speak so loudly? And how could a female be so articulate? I've seen a lot of females who are being trolled just because they are very vocal. For example, in Deepika's case, or even in Sushmita's case, she's a very vocal female. She stands her ground. Even after this trolling and everything, she is very vocal. You can just scroll her Instagram and just find out that she has taken a lot of strong stances. So I think that doesn't go well with certain section of males in our society.
Please rate our podcast and leave a comment if you like it. Underreported and underrepresented stories can become mainstream only if it reaches more people. So please support us by visiting our contributing page on our website sunoindia.in or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.